Calling this evening is a contributor to Here's to Your Health, Carol Kreitchman. Carol Kreitchman is the founder of the Peacemaker Corps Association, which is an non-governmental organization at the United Nations and has been there now, I think, for more than 20 years. Carol, I'd like to thank you for calling in this evening to Here's to Your Health.
Thank you for having me again, Josh. Appreciate it.
No, it's my pleasure. Your organization does what for children at the United Nations?
Well, we started off years ago developing a program where a workshop that allowed young people who lived in public housing and lived in urban settings of the United States to start meeting with one another and learning about one another in a way so that we could teach them how to use the words instead of violence to solve their problems.
Mm-hmm.
And we were fortunate to hook up with HUD at the time. Secretary Cuomo, who's now governor of New York, was the Secretary of Housing and Urban Authority, and President Clinton was our leader. And President Clinton and HUD got together and decided that what we wanted to do with the pulley pulpit of the United Nations was something they were very interested in, because by changing the psychosocial behavior of young people who live in risk, we change their health, their attitude towards life. We change their attitudes to themselves and give them the tools to deal with other people in a way that isn't violent or attackative, but more of a understanding and a way of learning how to get along with one another that respects other people's differences.
Right.
And so this workshop, which we created with a grant from President Clinton under his Welfare to Work, was run in shopping malls. And the reason they were run in shopping malls is because at the time I was in the family entertainment business and I owned the Ice Capades chain and bowling centers. And I knew that the first thing you needed to do when you're dealing with youth that come from terrible situations, and now that we are 20 years into our program, we focus on not only American youth, but global youth. And we're very anxious to reach those who are unreachable, young people who are now in migratory camps running from their lives with their family from Syria or in the Sudan, young people that are in the South America that live in the terrible ghettos and poverty. And what we have seen is the psychosocial change of a young person who starts to believe that other people are interested in who they are and what they have to say is really an amazing thing to see. And so what we did about 5 years ago, with the violence increasing at such an exponential way, really frightened all of us that we would never be able to run the program the way we did it and reach everybody, because brick and mortar was not the way to reach young people anymore. Bringing them to shopping malls was a big event. It takes a bus. It takes some people to be chaperones. It was expensive. It was time-consuming. So looking at social media and looking at technology, and I do have a background in technology, we decided as a board to pivot from a live program to technology and deliver a way that young people can communicate with the world and each other through something fun that would establish the same goals that we had, which was to change the health and social welfare of these young people, give them an opportunity to feel better about themselves. And so we selected a film festival, which seems to be very popular all over the world now. Film festivals are popping up everywhere. So we created what we call the Peace in the Street Global Film Festival. It's an acronym we call PSGFF. And we called for submissions through social media, through a new website we created, through partnerships with the Boys and Girls Clubs and other organizations that deal with youth at risk. In the global arena, we now partner with the International Office of Migration that deals with kids that are in migratory camps. We deal with UA, the United Nations AOC, which is the Affiliation of Civilizations, to see how young people are affected by the changes of migratory and just, you know, health issues that, you know, if you have a large, you know, the epidemic of Ebola, that was something that displaced young people with their families running away from illness. So those were the, that was our methodology. If you, that was our universe. And we launched 3 years ago with our first film festival with incredible films that were brought to us from some of our partners, UNICEF and the IOM and other folks in the UN, plus the Boys and Girls Clubs, plus the YMCAs, Department of Education, mailed a little call to action for us. It was linked to our website. So every year we've got five times more films that have been submitted. We're going into finishing our third year. We're just getting films now. The film festival's open for anybody that's listening, for kids under 18. They submit their videos either now on an app. We just launched our app this last week under PSGFF. We're now on the iTunes store. If you have an Apple device, you can download it on your iPhone or your iPad. Now that your children can make their video on their phone and upload it on their phone. They don't have to be tethered. This will allow us to reach the kids in migratory camps and those who are running for their lives and with only their smartphones and their clothes on their back. They can actually participate now in this global film festival.
Well, Carol, how can people contact you at the Peacemaker Corps Association, and how can they participate in the film festival?
Well, the film festival website is www.psgff.com, which is for Peace in the Street Global Film Festival, and the apps are under the same name, PSGFF. It's free. Go to your iTunes or Google Play, download the app, and all the information on how to make a video, how to upload it, what we're looking for, samples of films from young people who have sent it in, either winners or those we thought were really special. We're adding content all the time on that app. And now we have a collaborator page. So we've developed a little mini website inside the app, and we have 6 or 7 nonprofits who focus on peace who are submitting their videos from their library. So not only can you see videos from our under 18 entries, but now and more every day are being uploaded. There are films on the app from folks who have libraried videos from Martin Luther King to John Lennon to Ringo Starr to famous marches on Washington. We have Harlem Impact Group. We have the Lower Manhattan Youth Foundation with their videos. We have Plural Plus, which is a film festival that's partnered with two other UN agencies. UNICEF is sending us films. So if you just want to have an afternoon looking at films of peace and peace messages and famous folks talking about their lives, then download PSGFF on your phone or your iPad or your Android device, and you can be immersed in peace messages.
We're chatting with Carol Kreischman, who is the founder of the Peacemaker Corps Association, which is an NGO at the United Nations, and Carol's been working with the UN for more than 20 years. Carol, so how do people in Palm Springs, Palm Desert, Loma Linda, Riverside, you know, how do they, here in California, how do they get involved exactly with the organization? How does it help them right on a local scale?
Well, we had local winners. Last year we had 2 winners in the Boys and Girls Clubs in the Coachella Valley. The one was the second place in the 9 to 13 category, and the other one won 3rd place in the under 8-year-old category. So we have 3 categories. As a youngster, you're not competing with someone who's a little more sophisticated. There's an 8-year and under category. Hmm. There's 9 to 13 years age, which we get the most of because we're finding that middle school kids feel bullied, feel isolated. They feel that they're not a part of the best group. And whatever their feelings are, it seems that 9 to 13 is an age where all of this comes out. And then we have a 14 to 18 category, and we always have a top winner, which we give the Teen Art of Making Peace Award. Now, we've given the Art of Making Peace Award, Peacemaker Corps, for many, many years, and including Gorbachev and Mrs. DeMello, who her husband, Sergio Vieira DeMello, was murdered when the Baghdad offices of UN were bombed. The last winner that we gave was the Sesame Workshop. But we always now give a Teen Art of Making Peace, and those young people turn, if they want, can become representatives of our organization at the UN. They become our youth organization. So this year, we have one from the UN International School who was the top winner, and we have the top winner in the 14 to 18 category, Hunter Hopewell, who's from Las Vegas. So we're global and local at the same time. Any of your listeners have youth at the Boys and Girls Clubs after school programs this summer, ask them to go online and find out about the Peace in the Street Global Film Festival.
Okay, Carol, as we wrap up the interview, once again, give us the contact information so that the parents and children listening to the broadcast can contact you directly.
The festival is PSGFF. You either can find it psgff.com on the web or PSGFF on the iTunes and Android Google Play Store. So download the app, go to your family's computer, look at the website. On the website and on your app, you will see samples of films that have been submitted over the last 3 years. You'll see some of the winners. And it'll inspire your children to think about making peace in their lives or peace in the world. Making a film is a wonderful opportunity. It's collaborative. You get to work with other young people. And the celebration of the winners happens at the United Nations in New York. This year will be October 28th. And we underwrite the cost of the first place winners and a family member to New York to spend 2 days, one with a bunch of other young filmmakers that come from other programs throughout the United Nations. And on the October 28th date, there will be a luncheon in the delegates' dining room honoring the winners with and bringing other youth from around the world that they can meet.
Carol,
pretty life-changing.
It does sound life-changing. We've been speaking with Carol Crutchman, the founder of the Peacemaker Corps Association, which is an NGO at the United Nations. This is Josh Lane.